Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. With the Easter holiday approaching, the state has issued a COVID-19 health alert regarding religious services and Easter baskets. Citing a previous health mandate prohibiting gatherings of non-household members, the alert says online streaming of religious services is allowed as long as those producing the service number 10 or fewer and practice specific social distancing and masking requirements. The state is also allowing drive-up services in which members of a household assemble near places of worship and participate remotely while remaining in their vehicles parked a minimum of 6 feet apart. The alert also sets guidelines for the assembly and distribution of Easter baskets, including that participants must be screened for COVID-19 and possible exposure to the virus which causes it, including recent out-of-state travel. It says Easter basket making and distribution gatherings are also limited to no more than 10 people, and participants must adhere to social distancing, hand washing, and masking requirements. A former state legislative aide from Bethel has been charged with giving an 11-year-old girl alcohol and raping her. KYUK reports that 27-year-old Benjamin Anderson Agemuk is charged with 2 counts of furnishing alcohol to a person under 21 and 1 count of sexual assault of a minor. As KYUK's Greg Kim reports, it's the second time Anderson Agemuk has been accused of such crimes.
According to court documents, police responded to a call on March 5th of a juvenile girl passed out on the street. When officers arrived, the 16-year-old girl's mother said that Anderson Agemuk had given her daughter alcohol and then had sex with her. While Anderson Agemuk was detained at the police station, officers applied for a search warrant to collect DNA evidence from him. Before the warrant was granted, his attorney demanded he be released, and officers complied. Once the search warrants came through, investigators tried to find Anderson Agemuk but could not locate him. Less than a month later, on April 2nd, the charges say police responded to a 911 call reporting a 14-year-old girl and an 11-year-old girl lying in front of the Kuskokwim Consortium Library. According to the charging document, the 11-year-old told police she had been raped by Bam Bam, using Anderson Agemuk's nickname. The girl said Bam Bam got her and the 14-year-old drunk and high on weed. She told police she had been able to protect the 14-year-old from being raped as well. Acting Bethel Police Chief Amy Davis said that officers found Anderson Agemuk at his house and arrested him on April 2nd. As of April 6th, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center reported that he was still being held in its facility with bail set at $50,000. Anderson Agemuk previously served as a legislative aide for former State House Rep. Zach Fansler until assault allegations led to Fansler's resignation, and for Rep. Tiffany Zolkowski until December of 2018. In 2018, the Alaska Federation of Natives awarded Anderson Agemuk with the Roger Lang Youth Leadership Award. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And I'm Dan Bross.